Well, that's right. It is a continuation of the I Love Ann Show right here on WCRS. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. And today my very special guest is Ted Davidson. And, of course, they're having Ham Fest. And somebody wanted to know, Ted, is this chili or are you having ham out there or what's going on? A Ham Fest does sound like a food-eating event.
Well, good morning, Ann. No, it's not a Ham Fest in the true meaning of having different barbecue stuff. We do have on-site food, but the Ham Fest is related to amateur radio operators who, since the early 1900s, have been called ham operators. And I think the first Ham Fest was back in 1924, and various organizations throughout the country usually have an annual or semi-annual Ham Fest, and we have ours the second Saturday in January every year. And we have people showing up from North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, and really have a nice turnout. Going to be a little bit warmer on Saturday, and might be a chance for people to get out of their cabin fever and come out and see what's going on.
Well, now, Ted, what would interest just regular folk in coming out there to the Ham Fest?
Well, I think the chance to get out of the house, number one, but mainly amateur radio operators or people that are interested in becoming amateur radio operators. We do a lot of things around town here. We have radios at the basement of the courthouse and over at Self Hospital, so in case there's an emergency, we have a group of ham operators that can come in and pass messages and stuff. It usually happens when the cell phones go down and some other things go on that people in their normal channels can't talk with each other, but ham operators can get through.
Very now, Ted, let me just ask you something. Cell phones could go down?
Yes, if you remember the Boston bombing, the people to be were very concerned about there might be some sort of arming of a cell phone, so they shut the cell phone down, or cell phones down in Boston, and no one could talk on the cell phones for a while. So it is possible to have the government to do that. It is possible to have some bad weather do that. And with amateur radio, very similar to your station where you broadcast directly to the people, we broadcast to each other and they broadcast back to us. So we don't have to go through any other type of equipment except through the air. So we always get through.
Wow. Well, you know, I guess ham operators have been pretty important throughout history then.
Yes, they've first ham operators started back in the late 1800s, actually. And they had Morse code operators that were on ships. And from the history, we know that a lot of people traveled on ships and stuff, such as the Titanic. And they were very instrumental in helping with that need back then. And then it just mushroomed into more and more people learning about amateur radio and getting into it. And basically, the benchmark is 1901. That's when Mr. Marconi sent the first transatlantic signal to America and back to England. So it's been going on for quite some time, and there's been a lot of new equipment out. We have a brand new piece of equipment at the hospital, which is called D-Star, which is a digital transmission for amateur radio, and it's been working very well for us.
Wow. Well, that is terrific. Now, people that come out to the Ham Fest this Saturday on January 11th, they will see, people will have different booths there. Now, what type of things will people see, Ted?
Well, we have the general vendors that sell parts and sell radios, and then the big thing is this year we're going to have an indoor flea market. So amateur radio operators that are looking for certain pieces of equipment or have extra that they want to sell, they can rent a table, and they will get the crowd there. So usually people that come in first are the people looking for something that they've wanted for a while, and for the most case, everybody walks out with something. So it's a very good venue for the amateur radio group. And it's also nice to see people that face-to-face that maybe you've talked on the radio for several years, and, you know, voices don't always go with faces, so that's always a good time, too.
Absolutely. Now, and a lot of people that are into the ham radios, they talk to people from all over the world. I mean, it's an international connection that you can make out there with people.
That's correct. There's a group that I talk with almost nightly, and I talk to the UK almost every night, Norway, Switzerland, generally countries that speak English, and I think my furthest contact has been in Russia. There's a lot of Russians that speak very good English, so we make contacts on different frequencies at different times during the day, and that's called DX, DX meaning distance contacts.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, locally, we have a bunch of people here that talk every day locally.
Now, I mean, Ted, what type of things do you like to talk about? Do you talk about about politics or what's happening in one country versus what's happening in another country? I'll bet this is fascinating, the type of conversations you can have.
Well, I think it's changed a lot in the last couple of years. Usually when you talk to somebody from another country, you tell him what type of radio you're using, what type of antenna system you have up, how much power you're running. But the politics of it, maybe not so much politics, but maybe how they live over there. I've learned a lot of things about how people live in the UK and people live in Russia, and I'm sure they've learned a lot about us. But one thing that I've found is that the foreigners seem to be a lot more informed about the Americans as to what's going on in the country. So they seem to be very interested in talking with us.
Well, that's terrific. So one of the other things, though, you have to have a license, don't you, to be able to just talk on the radio? What is this? Because I know you're going to be giving some tests out there this Saturday.
Right. The FCC has contracted with various groups to do the testing for the FCC. There are three different levels of licenses, and you begin by passing your first level, then going on to the second level and the third level. And the reason for the different levels is as you become more competent in the operation of your station, there's more radio spectrum you can talk on. And when you get the extra class, which is the third class, or the third step of the licensing procedure, you have a pretty big spectrum you can talk on. You can talk on different frequencies, which actually work differently during different times of the day. So that's what everybody seems to want to do. They want to get that top license.
So, and you have to have a license to be able to talk over the airways?
Yes, you do. Unless you're with an amateur radio as a guest, you can talk on the radio, but the amateur radio operator that actually owns the equipment is the actual person that's in charge of what you're saying, too. So I've had some guests over to the house that have had some conversations with some people overseas, and as long as I'm there with them, they can talk.
Wow. Well, this is going to be a lot of fun. This is coming up this Saturday, January 11th. It's out at Piedmont Technical College and at the at the multipurpose building, which is now the James Medford Family Event Center, I do believe.
Correct. That's
yes.
Correct.
So,
that's on the south side of campus now. That's on South Emerald Road.
Okay.
It's right next to the soccer field if you're out there looking for it.
Okay. And, of course, you're going to start at 7 o'clock in the morning. Is that right? What time does it actually open?
Well, the general admission is at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. We let people in from 7 to 9 that rent tables and want to get set up before everybody comes in. So 9 o'clock is our gate open time, and we do have on-site food, and so people can come in, get a cup of coffee, take a walk around, and maybe hang out to lunch and have some lunch right there.
Everybody always wants to know, what kind of food are you going to have, Ted?
We have probably the finest food we're going to have in a long time. It's being catered this year, and I think we're going to have, you know, the hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecue, just about anything that people want. So we're looking forward to that, too.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. And it starts at 9 o'clock, and when does it end?
Well, we say 5 o'clock. There are people that will stay to 5, but usually around 3 o'clock, people start to wander out, and, you know, it's been a long day for everybody, but everybody seems to have a good time, and I see a lot of product leaving the multipurpose building, and a lot of people that are very happy that they found what they're looking for, and a lot of people leaving with less than what they brought in because they're happy to have been able to sell it.
Absolutely. Now, you also have an organization here that meets, the third Monday, is that right?
Yeah, we have the Greenwood Amateur Radio Society. We meet the third Monday of every month at the Greenwood Red Cross Building, which is at 520 Epting Avenue. We meet there at 7 o'clock on the third Saturday of each month. So if you're interested in becoming a ham operator, or maybe you are a ham operator and haven't been active for a while, stop in and see us.
Absolutely. And you can become a member of the club. Now, let's see, I think you also have a website, don't you?
Yes, it's w4gwd.org.
.org. Okie dokie.
That's our call sign for our club.
So, you're going to be out there on Saturday. You're going to be having a good time. The cost to come in is $7. Now, is that for everyone, or is there any special pricing for children?
Children under 12 are free.
Children under 12 are free. Hey, if you want to go spend some time and just mesmerize the kids, this is a great place to do it. Right, Ted?
Absolutely. It's very, very nice in the Medford building now. They've finished their remodeling there. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely. People come out there. The people, and, you know, I think people that are involved in the ham radios, they love to talk about what they do and how they do it and everything, too, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of history from a lot of the older hams as to what they've been doing all these years and who they've talked to and who they've helped, if they've helped in anything local. And it's just a good fellowship of ham operators. And believe it or not, there are female ham operators, too. So that's always interesting.
All right. Well, that sounds great. So if anybody has a question, Ted, can they give you a call? And what's your telephone number?
Sure. They can call me at area code 864-377-1872. Mm-hmm. Happy to answer any questions they have.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Ted, thanks so much for calling us today, giving us a heads up on what's happening. This is Saturday, January 11th. That's this Saturday out there at the James Medford Event Center right there at Piedmont Tech. It's going on from 9 to about 5, but you better be there by 3 is what I'm getting the drift here.
Absolutely. And thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for calling us, Ted. You have a great day, and we'll look forward to talking more about what's going on at the Greenwood Ham Fest this Saturday. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye. All right, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. That's right. Did you know we had a ham operator society right here? The Greenwood Amateur Radio Society is right here in Greenwood.